2013, and it also just so happens to be the 69th day of the year. You're now listening to Playtime with Sondra Radio. I'm your hostess, Sondra London of livinggrind.com, broadcasting to you live from the sunny spring-like beaches of Southern California in connection with Blog Talk Radio, TuneIn Radio, iTunes Digital Podcast, and Naked Girls Radio. The song you just heard at the top of the hour is by an artist by the name of Karina Buehr with her song A Pessoa More, which is in Portuguese. I will be right back with you right after this next song. I will play 151 by Midnight Crash.
Thank you. Hello, party people. Right now, I'm going to read for you a poem by one of my favorite French écrivains, Mr. Charles Baudelaire. And I will start right now. I don't know if I should do it in English or in French. I don't know. You know what? I'm just going to start with where that poem came from on my former postings of my blog when it first started off with WordPress. Anyways, okay, so A Night for White Nights. I always do depend on the kindness of strangers. Today calls for a tribute to the white knights in shining armor who have been so generous throughout my lifetime and career as a web chick. You mean so very much, and you do so very much, to make me smile, to make me laugh, to make me thank the stars above that they're living, breathing angels right here on Earth. Here's to a long, luxurious alliance of kindred spirits, lonely hearts, abundant moments of joy, and unbridled excellence. It's all because of you that any of this is possible. You keep me going through good times and bad, through the dawn's early light, and the periods of abyss, which befall despite my most earnest intentions. In honor of you, and in honor of the tribute, here's one of my most favorite poems by Monsieur Charles Baudelaire. Okay. À une passante. La rue assourdissante autour de moi hurlait. Longue, mince, un grain d'œil, douleur majestueuse. Une femme passa d'une main fastueuse, soulevant, balançant, le feston et l'ourlet. Agile et noble avec sa jambe de statue, moi je buvais, crispé comme un extravagant. Dans son œil, ciel livide où j'aime l'ouragan, la douceur qui fascine et le plaisir qui tue. Un éclair, puis la nuit, fugitive beauté, dont le regard m'a fait soudainement renaître. Ne te verrai-je plus que dans l'éternité? Ailleurs, bien loin d'ici, trop tard, jamais peut-être, car j'ignore où tu fuis, tu ne sais où je vais. Ô toi qui juste aimé, ô toi qui le savais. And this was my English translation. The busy boulevard screeched all around me. Long, thin, and great mourning, majestic sorrow. A woman passed, of such controlled, elegant poise and grace, lifting, swinging, her hems and her seams. Agile and noble, with her statuesque legs. Me, I was drunk in her presence, tense like an extravagant. And her eyes, a blue sky from which hurricanes are stirred. A fascinating tenderness and a pleasure which kills. A flash. The night falls. Fugitive beauty, whose eyes had so suddenly awakened me within. Will I never see you again for all of eternity? Elsewhere, quite far away from this moment. Too late. Never, perhaps, for I have no idea where you have fled. You know not of where I am going. Oh, you, who I would have loved. Oh, you, who knew this all along. Voila, that concludes the reading of À une passante by Mr. Charles Baudelaire. Good night.
Massive Black Holes by Muse. I'm Sandra London, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio. Yes. Alrighty, so where shall I begin? I guess I can start out with reminding everyone, in case you're not aware, that it is, we are approaching daylight savings time. So remember, and therefore the clocks will be adjusted forward by 1 hour. So you gotta wake up earlier than you're used to for the past several months. So I felt like it happened already, so I'm probably wrong, but I felt like it happened already. Like when I woke up this morning, I felt like things were already off, but hey, who knows. Anyways, I was looking at some cool information about daylight savings time, and it originated with a certain George Vernon Hudson in 1895, and it was first used during the First World War, and it was, you know, in a bunch of states in the U.S., but it expanded throughout nearly all of the U.S. and Europe during the 1970s energy crisis. The only states where it does not happen, daylight savings time, in the U.S. is Arizona and Hawaii. So, aloha. Yeah, just want to let y'all know that real quick. I got more news, more tidbits and trivia, and perhaps some live erotica. I got to look through everything. I've been going up and down the coastline this weekend, and it's one of the rare occasions that I'm not glued to my computer. So, yes, bear with me. But I will play a song for you real quick, and then I will be right back with you. I'll play Shut Up, Get Dead by Mongrel, because I hate early time, like earliness, early waking hours. So this is for losing that extra hour of sleep. Here you are.
Suck at life. Shut up. Get dead.
the group Skinwalker with their song Slave. Yes, okay, so quickly here, yeah, current events, Joy Behar is leaving The View. I saw that on CNN, I think yesterday. Vince Neil is currently hospitalized with kidney stones. I just saw that about 2 minutes ago. And just 30 seconds ago, I just read that I ought to do an all hail to Queen of Kegel, Tatiana Kozhevnikova is the unofficial Queen of Kegel. She owns the world's strongest vagina, unofficially, by virtue of her record for vagina weightlifting. That's wow. Okay, she's a 40-something Russian mom, and she showed off her skills on a television show in England called The Body Shocking Show, and apparently she was able to hoist 31 pounds in 2009, and let's see, did she do something else just now? Hold on. I don't know, but at least 31 pounds she can lift using the power of the Kegel. Woza. I just thought I'd share that. But anyways, if you want to see more about that, you can go to where I just saw it, which was on Huffington Post in their weird news section. That section and the good news section always makes me smile or raise an eyebrow or, like, I don't know, it entertains me every now and again. But yes, I just thought I'd share that real quick. Yeah, let me play a song for you real quick, and then I will be right back with you. Let me share. I actually watched a movie last night called Proof, which is awesome. I highly recommend it. It is a movie starring Gwyneth Paltrow. I love her. I love the way she dresses. She's awesome. Gwyneth, and Anthony Hopkins. And it's about Anthony Hopkins plays a world-renowned mathematician who is starting to lose his sensibilities while he's aging, and his daughter, who's played by Gwyneth, takes care of him, and she's also a master mathematician. It's very good. I loved it. I love Anthony Hopkins, Sir Anthony Hopkins, and it was a great movie, and I cried. Can you believe that? I don't tend to cry very often, even if a movie is sad or there's some sweet part or la la la. But yeah, like I couldn't stop it. A tear escaped my eyes kind of towards the end where it's not giving away much of anything, but there's a part where she's reading a poem or something that's poem-like where she talks about September and bookstores for students. And yeah, you can't tell from the topic per se yet. It was a tearjerker, but I like that movie. That was the first time seeing it. I think it's been out for a while, but it's the first time I saw it, and it was great. So if you're looking for something to check out, I would recommend that to you all. But anyways, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and I will be having interviews as per usual. I'm not sure about tonight, but I definitely will. Here on out, and I should be interviewing a French photographer who photographed me when I lived in Paris during grad school, and he photographed me in Alésia at a friend's apartment, Sammy Georges. It's Sammy Georges, Georges.com. You can see samples of his work. He's phenomenal. I will interview him very, very soon, and also a social media guru by the name of Sami. So I will be doing that very, very soon. I'm not sure about tonight, but soon. There we are. Let me play a song or so, and I'll try to do something live for you here in a very short while. So in the meanwhile, check out Nice Ass by Ulterior Motives. and then I'll be right back with you. Once again, the call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333. Here you go.
Reason. You ever had that girl that drives you crazy? So official, so fine.
Oh, oh, yeah. She's so bad, I swear she's driving, driving crazy. Little mama got a mean walk, got a mean walk. I mean shoe game, I mean shoe game. I've been trying to hold on. I want your body, babe.
Sitting in the Chevy, paper and filter tips. BB is the dress, her shoes ridiculous. Her lips like licorice, her clutch is alligator. Prada eyewear, so she don't see them haters. I love her hair, I love her tight skirt. I see her everywhere, her body tight work. She drive a Maserati with the top back. She got her own cash, now how you top that? She tall, black, thick and so fine. You so official, girl, it's your time. Stay on my mind, in your lingerie. Buy some tickets, baby, so we can fly away.
I've been trying to play cool. I can't take no more. Already so deep inside you, you can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official, official.
Reason.
I want your body, baby.
Round two, not round three. I please you, and then you'll please me. The way you tease me, keep my mind alert. The way you work me out, your body bound to hurt. Take off that silky dress, keep the heel strap. That's Marvin Gaye, bring that song back. Now just relax, cause I'll handle this. We ain't no amateurs, this gon' get scandalous. Just one kiss, you gon' lose control. The way you move your hips, the way you softly moan. In my bed at home, we got the neighbors knocking. Feeling very freaky, we got the cameras watching. Till the sun comes, I'm gonna keep you wet. Exercise your body, have you dripping sweat. If nothing else, we could have each other. Bodies pressed together, underneath the covers. I'll be your lover, you'll be my freak. The way I touch her, put her to sleep. Can't even eat, can't even think. See my water, homie. I need to take a drink.
I've been trying to play cool. I can't take no more. Ooh, baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official. Official.
I feel you jerking, that means it's pressure working. This little bit of hurting is the deluxe version. You ain't a virgin, but that makes it better. How many girls I've had, baby, you get wetter. Promise you forever, but I will be lying. All the girls I meet, all the planes I'm flying. This is life to me, this is reality. If I'm on one, then you on me.
I've been trying to play cool. Can't take no more. Baby, let me hold you. It's so deep inside you. You can't take no more. Let the stroke control you. Oh, mama got me on. Your body's so official. Official.
That was the song So Official by Reason. Alrighty. What was this? This is long. Maybe I can make it go quickly. Okay, I was looking, this was like a few weeks back on either Forbes or Daily Finance. The link itself was from dailyfinance.com, but it was kind of interesting. I thought perhaps you all would like it. I'll try to go through it quickly. It's kind of fun. It's 40 unusual economic indicators. So certain things tend to happen. And it has a correlation to the economy. Wait, sorry. Yes. All right. One, people, oh gosh, people seek out first dates. Two, buttered popcorn. Popcorn gets buttered much more during weird times economically. 3, unclaimed corpses. There's an increase in unclaimed corpses, especially in Detroit, interestingly enough. 4, there's a correlation with Drudge headlines. Whatever's headlining tends to be on point, I suppose, with the economy. 5, car sale discounts increase. 6, bike fatality rates increase. 7, Olympics market increases to distract everyone, perhaps joyfully, who knows. 8, penis length and testosterone strength of certain countries. That's interesting. How did they, come on, they really went around to every country and said, all right, pull them down. I don't know about that. We'll see. 9, alligator population increases. this was written a bit ago, like not longer than a month ago, but I'm just kind of going through it. 10, guns to caviar index. I wrote way too shorthand for my own good. The ratio of military jets to private jets. More military jets, interesting. More private jets, sitting easy. There we go. 11, marine advertising intensifies. 12, baby diaper rashes increase. 13, there's less plastic surgery. 14, the nationality of the Sports Illustrated cover, when that woman is American, for some reason the economy is awesome at the time. 15, beer consumption. More people are consuming beer at home versus the bar. 16, there's a Super Bowl AFC correlation, apparently. If an AFC team wins, it's going down. NFL team is going up. 17, high heels get higher as a means of fantasy and escape. That was the purported belief. 18, mosquito bites increase due to empty homes. 19, baked beans and canned goods, those sales increase. 20, you see the word recession in print with alarming frequency. 21, divorce rates drop, cheaper to keep her. 22, tie sales increase, yet slimmer ties are purchased in slimmer times. 23, less salon trips. 24, smaller free offerings at fast food restaurants. 25, coupon redemption. Coupon, like Ron, what's his name? Ron White. Coupon redemptions increase. 26, building booms precede recessions. Taller buildings, the taller the building, the longer the crisis. There we are. Okay, 27, Swiss watch exports. 28, contractors return your calls quicker. 29, shorter the hemline, the better the economy. 30, sharp decline in the use of cardboard, less moving. 31, men buy fewer underwear. 32, if the company CEO announces plans to build or move to a new headquarters, sell your stock. There we go. 33, garbage is an indicator. Garbage, yes. 34, rabbit and dragon ears are good for the market. As far as Chinese astrology, yeah. Okay, 35, aspirin and Tylenol sales increase. 36, there's the Latvian hooker index. Less hookers, higher buy rates. More hookers, lower buy rate. There we go. Interesting. 37, Google Trend Index. Keep an eye to that. I actually like the Google Trend Index for another reason. I like it sometimes when I'm like, all right, what do I want to talk about today on my blog or a post or a sometimes a story idea, even if I see what's trending, it could just be something not so much like, oh, it's the Indy 500, it's the this, it's the that. It's like just some term that just seems to occur with a lot of frequency. Then I sometimes that stirs my inspiration towards stories or towards just a topic for a post. But yeah, anyways, I like it for that. 38, there's the lipstick index. Lipstick sales more than double, but handbag and shoe sales tend to decline. 39, the hotter your waitress, the closer the economy is to crashing. Oh, that sucks. What? And then 40, the price of a Big Mac is somewhat equivalent to the GDP per person in a given territory or country. So there we are. I tried to make that sound all nice and lovely and wonderful, even though the subject matter perhaps isn't always that great, but just things to make you smile and distract you, just letting you know. What else? There's another cool one. I got to find it, though. More notebook surfing. I will be right back. But I'll go ahead and play a song for you real quick. I'm going to play Erotica. I'll play Stockings and Bonds and perhaps a bit of music, and I'll be right back with you. The call-in number is 858-815-2333. Once again, 858-815-2333, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra Radio, and I'm Sandra London. Here you go.
Fishnet stockings is sexy.
Heck yeah.
Mm-hmm. So do I.
Do you?
Absolutely. I think.
And what do you smoke?
Cigarettes.
What brand?
Oh, Marlboro.
Ding, 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 ding. That's so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Well, we're two peas in a pod, because so do I.
We should smoke together forever.
Very forward of you, mister. You called me in. What did you want to see me about, other than this forever business?
Well, I love the dress. I think it's very pretty. But I see those stockings that you're wearing, and I just kind of wonder how high up they go.
Oh, to the heavens. To the Valley of Eden.
Wow. I've never been there. They tell me it's nice.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
You're missing out, buddy.
Maybe you can show me what the heavens look like.
Maybe. Maybe.
Please?
Please? You don't sound convincing enough.
Okay.
I need to hear the real...
Okay.
Begging and pleading, mister.
Do you want to see a grown man cry?
Again?
Ouch.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, here it goes.
Let me know.
Please. Please take off the dress. I'm begging.
No bueno. Not good at all.
Take off the goddamn
dress. Try harder.
Okay. Do it for the people. For the people that are watching.
First, for them to see it, you got to be convincing enough. You got to make me want to do it. I'm not convinced right now. I'm waiting.
If I had $1 million... I'd go put it in the bank, come back and tell you, hey, I got $1 million in the bank. Now, can I see your stockings?
What's that got to do with me? Are you putting it in my bank account?
I'm just happy because I have
How much of that is going in my bank account?
I'll give you half.
And you'll sign to that?
Mm-hmm. But first.
You're on. No more. Let's start.
Shine as bright as stars. That's quite the flight. Cabin room, definitely. I thought you were going to get me in first class, buddy. What happened? Okay, well, I guess it's me and you. I have all my things. I'm not missing anything.
Okay. Did you bring the stockings? I see you're wearing them, Axel.
Yes, sir.
That's more than that bargain's worth.
Really? Oh, well, they go on forever. And ever. And ever.
They look very nice.
So, where are we heading?
To heaven.
Oh, I'm taking you there. Is that it?
I'm counting on it.
Count me in. All I need is the briefcase.
Okay. Half a million like we talked about.
Awesome. Well, let's get started, shall we? You ready? I am. Oh, yeah, baby.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time with Zane and I, one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time with Zane and I, one day and I.
Whatever it takes, I'm gonna grace the place with the ace of space till I make the break. Go till I see the sign like ace of base. When I find it, it's blinding, like place some shades on my ocular. Can't stop seeing spots because I was sponsored by the vodka till I stopped popping pops for her. Got 1,000 offers served, got tired of seeing officers. Now I rock binoculars far into the future. DeLorean, deliria, historian, hysteria, involved in the interior. Watching Alice balance the life all into the miracles. Lost it all in there. It was my conscience, wasn't very loved. But I still go the high road, cut down the amount that I smoke. Sober but simo, spontaneous, I'm not blaming shit. After all, it's my life, that's why I'm saying this.
Took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time with Zane and I, one day and I took a pill one day and I have never been the same, and I remain to die. The day and time with Zane and I, one day and I.
Up, cut up, quick up the nose. Love struck, tongue stuck, sticks to the soul. It depends on the dose. Will it rip in a hole? Bigger it gets, swifter than a flip of a switch. Risking a load, ending is the riches and gold. And among many bumps with the internet toe, the ribbons will flow straight to where the pigeons will go. In the river and a cove, into victory's road. Kicking the dough, don't enter like a visitor, bro. Take a stand like the low, live it or blow. Bam, bam, bigger to low. Put my best can on rigmarole. Me and crazy go together like winter and snow. I'll eventually slow in a century though.
I took a pill one day and I have never been to the same and I remain to die. The day and time when fame and I, one day and I. I took a pill one day and I have never been.
That was the song, The Excuse, by Kyle Young. Alrighty, oh no. Okay, hold on 2 seconds. Everyone, hold on. Hold the line. Okay, okay, yes, alrighty. I have to switch phones here for a minute. Alrighty, so I decided to do a reading of or from the book Perfume by Patrick Susskind. I believe I had it on my prior Sandra London TV channel when it was hosted with YouTube in the past. I believe I put it up there. But yeah, I'll go ahead and read an excerpt for you now. Please enjoy. Okay. They had formed a circle around him, 20, 30 people, and their circle grew smaller and smaller. Soon, the circle could not contain them all. They began to push, to shove, and to elbow, each of them trying to be closest to the center. And then, all at once, the last inhibition collapsed within them, and the circle collapsed with it. They lunged at the angel, pounced on him, threw him to the ground. Each of them wanted to touch him, wanted to have a piece of him, a feather, a bit of plumage, a spark from that wonderful fire. They tore away his clothes, his hair, his skin from his body. They plucked him. They drove their claws and teeth into his flesh. They attacked him like hyenas. But the human body is tough and not easily dismembered. Even horses have great difficulty accomplishing it. And so the flash of knives soon followed, thrusting and slicing, and then the swish of axes and cleavers aimed at the joints, hacking and crushing the bones. In very short order, the angel was divided into 30 pieces, and every animal in the pack snatched a piece for itself, and then, driven by voluptuous lust, drops back to devour it. A half hour later, Jean-Baptiste Grenouille had disappeared utterly from the earth. When the cannibals found their way back together after disposing of their meal, no one said a word. Someone would belch a bit or spit out a fragment of bone or softly smack with his tongue or kick a leftover shred of blue frock coat into the flames. They were all a little embarrassed and afraid to look at one another. They had all, whether man or woman, committed a murder or some other despicable crime at one time or another. But to eat a human being, they would never, so they thought, have been capable of anything that horrible. And they were amazed that it had been so very easy for them, and that, embarrassed as they were, they did not feel the tiniest bit bite of conscience. On the contrary, though the meal lay rather heavy on their stomachs, their hearts were definitely light. All of a sudden, there were delightful bright flutterings in their dark souls, and on their faces was a delicate, virginal glow of happiness. Perhaps that was why they were shy about looking up and gazing into one another's eyes. When they finally did dare it, at first with stolen glances and then candid ones, they had to smile. They were uncommonly proud. For the first time, they had done something out of love. The end. That was from Perfume by Patrick Siskind. Excellent book. Excellent movie, too. It's awesome. But yeah, there you are. And I will play a song for you real quick, and I'll be right back with you. This is Sandra London speaking, and you're listening to Playtime with Sandra London. Or Playtime with Sandra Radio, if you're naughty. Anyways, here you are. I'll play The Fallen by Serpent Underground, and I'll be right back with you.
I try to scream, but
That was The Fallen by Serpent Underground. Alrighty, let's see. I'll go ahead and do the, on this day, news for you. There's some cool little trivia. Okay, so we are March 10th, 2013. So on this day in history, and sometime in space, not so long ago, and, well, summer. Yes, all right. So on this day in history, 1629, Charles I of England dissolved Parliament, beginning the 11-year period known as the Personal Rule. And in 1762, French Huguenot Jean Calas, who had been wrongly convicted of killing his son, died after being tortured by authorities. The event inspired Voltaire, he's awesome, to begin a campaign for religious tolerance and legal reform. 1804, the Louisiana Purchase was signed, and that was a formal ceremony, which was conducted in St. Louis, Missouri, to transfer ownership of the Louisiana Territory from France to the U.S., sorry, I'm being corny, to the United States. 1848, the Treaty of Guadalupe Hidalgo was ratified by the U.S. Senate, and ended the Mexican-American War. 1876, Alexander Graham Bell made the first successful telephone call by saying, "Mr. Watson, come here. I want to see you." 1891, Alman Strauger, an undertaker in Topeka, Kansas, patented the Strauger switch, which was a device which led to the automation of telephone circuit switching. 1969, in Memphis, Tennessee, James Earl Ray pled guilty to assassinating Martin Luther King Jr., but later retracted his plea. In 1977, astronomers discovered the rings around Uranus, or your anus, whichever you prefer. 2000, the NASDAQ Composite Stock Market Index peaked at 5132.52. signaling the beginning of the end of the dot-com boom. 2006, the Mars Reconnaissance Orbiter arrived at Mars. And 2008 marked the revelation by the New York Times of the Elliot Spitzer scandal. And rest in peace to Jean Giraud, a French comic artist who died last year on this day. William Henry Bragg, an English physicist and Nobel laureate in 1942. Zelda Fitzgerald, American novelist and wife of F. Scott Fitzgerald in 1948. And Harriet Tubman, American abolitionist, who died in 1913. And some of the holidays today are Christian Feast Day. And, okay, I don't know if I'm going to say this wrong or not. I don't know, but it's either Ot Matsuri or Ote, or perhaps some whole other way, Matsuri, but it's in Japan, it refers to, there's a big shrine in, in Shiogama, Miyagi, there's a huge shrine, Am I going to get it wrong? Okay, I'm going to have to tell you about that in a minute because I need to do more readings. But, yeah. Anyway, happy birthday to Shannon Tweed, Sharon Stone, Lance Burton, Jasmine Guy, Jeff Ament, I hope I said that right, of Pearl Jam, Rick Rubin, Nina Cherry, Prince Edward, Timbaland, and Eva Herzegova, and anyone else who's had a birthday in the past week or one coming up. And keep your eyes forward on tomorrow. Tomorrow, in another space and time, another year, there were three big things that happened. One was 1888. There was the great blizzard of 1888 that struck the northeastern U.S., and like confined some people to their homes for up to a week. 1941, The Lend-Lease Act was signed into law during World War II, which allowed the U.S. to supply the U.K., the Soviet Union, China, France, and other allied nations with vast amounts of war material. And 2011, yeah, I remember this, a massive earthquake struck the northeastern coast of Japan and triggered a nuclear disaster at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. I remember exactly where I was when I saw that news story, and it was so surreal. I hope everyone is doing okay that survived and that are probably still in the process of rebuilding their lives out there. But yes, there you are. But that all happened tomorrow, but in another year. There you are. And let me play a song for you, and I'll tell you more about that Ote Matsuri or Ote Matsuri in just a second. But please enjoy this next song. I will play The Last Dance by Sinister Fate, and I'll be right back with you. Last Dance by Sinister Fates. Alrighty. Yes, so I did look it up, and I was able to find on the Encyclopedia of Shinto a bit more about it. It can be translated into the Sail Cord Festival, which is held at the Shiogama Shrine in Shiogama City, Miyazaki Prefecture, and it's for protection against fire. And 2 days beforehand, sacred dance and music are performed, and there's a shrine priestess festival, and Yamato dances are performed at the ceremonial hall. And then after the ceremonies on festival day, which would be today, there's a procession of the divinities. So there you are. And I guess if you want to look at more about Otte Matsuri, I'm just going to go with that pronunciation for now. then, yeah, just go to, just look up Encyclopedia of Shinto and look at the Otte Matsuri under individual shrine observances. It's kind of neat. I did not know about this beforehand. I like learning. It's fun. So there you are. Alrighty, so as we bring this evening to a close, I hope everyone is doing fantastically well, and I look forward to speaking with you all next Sunday. Always feel free to call in at 858-815-2333 during the broadcast hour and a half, and I'll be talking to you then. Anyways, so here you are, and to take this out, let's see. I will play, I just uploaded some too. There's going to be a lot more new music in the fall or future episodes. But yeah, here you go. I will play okay, yeah. Sorry. I will play Halfway Home by Assimilation. Here you are.
Hello, all you sexy naked girls radio listeners. Have yourself a naked day and make it a naughty night with me, Sandra London, on Playtime with Sandra every Sunday night, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 p.m. Central, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Yes. Come on. Yeah, Martinez, you ready, girl?
Come on. Let's do this, gangster.
Donne-moi ton cœur, baby, ton corps, baby. Donne-moi ton monde.
Okay.